Thank you and good afternoon. Someone said, did you ever know of an idle rumor that remains idle? All right, let's return to our study. We're talking about religious authority and the establishment of religious authority. We pointed out the fact that it is certainly needed. Otherwise, we are in total confusion. Every man doing that which was right in his own eyes only brings confusion. But if there is a standard in religion of right and wrong, then that's the way we need to go. Well, very clearly there is a standard. God has ultimate authority. The head of every man is God. God gave to Christ all authority with the exception of himself, but he put all things under Christ's feet. Christ gave to the Holy Spirit a message of salvation. In John 14 and verse 26, the Comforter was to come and to lead them into all truth. Now somebody said, Preacher, I receive the Holy Spirit, and he is my Comforter. And that passage proves it. Well, friends, if you had what that passage talks about, you wouldn't be reading the Bible. You would have been a writer of the Bible. Because that's exactly what was involved in John 14 as well as John 16. The passage says that the apostles would receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth. The apostles then carried the message of salvation to those who were about them. In Acts 2 and verse 42, the church, shortly after its establishment, the record says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. And so the point is that they were continuing teaching the things that the apostles taught. Well, now, how did they receive that? The Holy Spirit guided the apostles, and the apostles taught them. But also, the apostles wrote down what they were inspired to write. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so in Acts 17 and verse 11, the record says the people of Berea were more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they received with all readiness the word of God, and they searched the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. When you look at this passage, it's clear to see that the standard they used for right and wrong was what do the scriptures say. The scriptures represent the standard of authority that they appeal to. When Paul came in and taught them, they went to their scriptures to see if Paul was saying what was in the scriptures. Suppose they had found that Paul was not teaching what was revealed in their scriptures. Well, they rightly would have rejected what he had to say. So it just is very obvious that the standard they were using of right and wrong was the Word of God. That's the way they determined what pleases God and what does not please God, because it must be in the scriptures. Now note, they did not consult the tradition of the elders to see if that's what ought to be taught. They didn't go back and say, well, now this is what we have always believed. They simply went to the Word of God and allowed that to be the standard that they went by. Now, if you realize that, that simply means that the Bible is the book to which we appeal in religion. I wish the day would return when people, when they had a religious question, would go to their Bible and let that settle the issue. I look at the passage in 1 John 4 and verse 1, when John says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits to see whether they be of God, for many false prophets are gone into the world. try the spirits means you test them. Now, he's talking about false prophets. The term spirit doesn't need to throw us there. He's simply talking about those who teach us. And he calls them false prophets because they are not, when they are tried, found to be right in what they're saying. How would the people test the prophets? Was it a matter of, well, he's saying what I agree with? Or he's saying what I think in religion? Was that the standard? Could they go along and say, well, he's not teaching what our creed book teaches? Is that the standard? Or he's not teaching what my mother and my daddy told me in religion? Is that the standard by which we determine right from wrong? No, friends, they had their scriptures. They used the scriptures and compared what was being taught to them with the scriptures. So the admonition in 1 John 4:1 is that you and I test the teachers to see if they be of God. Before now, I've had people ask me, if there are false prophets in the world, how am I going to be able to know what is a false prophet and who's teaching me the truth? Well, I think that's a legitimate question. And I believe the Bible legitimately is the answer to that question. If a man says what is recorded in the Bible, you can mark it down, that's truth. If, on the other hand, what he has said is not what is recorded in the Word of God, then it's right for you to question his authority. Ask him who gave him the right to make laws for God, who gave him the right to bind upon other people things that are not bound in the Word of God. Jesus is the standard. By his word, we will be judged. Therefore, we must be sure we're doing what he has said for us to do. Do you remember in John 12 and verse 48, Jesus said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word, the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Can you see in that passage the fact that the word of God, the word that Jesus spoke, is going to be there in judgment and will account to God for what is recorded in that word? It's not going to be, what does your mother believe about this? It's not going to be, well, what did your daddy say in this matter? The question is going to be, what did the Lord say about it? And if that's the case, then there's your standard of right and wrong in religion. I want to please God, and I want to be sure that what I do in religious matters is what God has authorized for me to do. Therefore, as John writes, I need to try the spirits to see if they're telling what is truth. Bible Meditations frequently has encouraged you to pick up your Bible, compare what is said, and learn what the truth is based on the standard God has given, the Word of God. We'll have more to say along this line in our study tomorrow, so we'll hope that you'll be listening and we'll be able to study together again. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.